We welcome to this program a biblical word reflection with Brother Frank. All brothers and sisters worldwide, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are very grateful to God for the privilege of hearing God's word this morning. May the Lord strengthen Brother Frank and guide him by His Spirit. May the Lord give grace to speak and to hear. I read a word of introduction from Ephesians 1, verse 13. Ephesians 1, verse 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Here you go, Brother Frank. I too would like to welcome everyone very warmly. Especially, I would like to greet our brother Elisha today and all the ministering brethren, probably over 300, who are gathered in Goma. May God bless you from the riches of His grace. May the Lord also bless all the translators, and may He bless all who receive and accept His precious and holy word. And may it be fulfilled in all of us what we heard in the word of introduction, that after we have received the word of truth and have come to the true faith, the Lord will seal us with the Holy Spirit. It is just wonderful to believe as the scriptures say, and before we can experience what has been testified in the scriptures, the Lord must give us the faith to believe that it may also happen with us. Yes, it will happen. We are very grateful to the Lord that His word has now reached the ends of the earth as the last message. And we can say with a clear conscience that the original divine message, the everlasting gospel, has been proclaimed to all peoples and tongues, and all have been able to make their decision. We will look at some important scriptures today. And my prayer is that all will receive, believe, and then experience what the Lord has given us by grace. Here you go. We read from Luke 24, verse 49 to Luke 24:49-51. I will read 49 and 50. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Thanks be to the Lord. We may experience the same. If the Lord has called us to proclaim his word, then he has given us the promise to stay in Jerusalem, even where we are, until we have been endued with power from on high, so that we can proclaim the glorious word, the divine message of salvation in the power of God. I am grateful to God that he has fulfilled this word in me by grace. Here you go. We read verse 51. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. We all know our Lord was with his disciples 40 days after his resurrection. Telling them everything about the kingdom of God, giving them the introduction, and then he took them to Bethany, lifted his hands over them, blessed them, and was lifted up to heaven, blessing them before their eyes. Our Lord does the same today. He speaks to us as he spoke to his own then. He has also lifted up his hands today to bless us, to equip us with power, so that we can fulfill his divine commission in the right way, guided by the Holy Spirit. To our Lord be the glory. Please expect now that the Lord will not only talk to us, but will be in our midst blessing us. To him be the thanks for this. Be honest. What would it do without the blessing of God? As a German proverb says, everything depends on the blessing of God. He blessed Abraham. He blessed all those to whom he made promises. He also blesses us who may believe his promises by grace. Here you go. We read from Acts 1, verse 11. Acts 1, verse 11. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Praise and thanks be to our Lord. You all know, dear brothers and sisters, that our main theme is the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and our preparation for that glorious day, which is very near. Our Lord said, I go to prepare the place for you, and I come again to take you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And then, as we have just heard, the same Jesus who was lifted up to heaven, the risen one who could exclaim, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. He will come again, and we are eagerly waiting for it, and may now experience our preparation. Here you go. We read from Acts 2, verses 38 and 39. Acts 2, 38 and 39. Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Here I may, without judging, ask the question addressed to all preachers, evangelists. Can you say the same thing that Peter said at that time? Do you preach the same that he preached? The people turned to Peter, and he gave them the answer. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Is this the preaching of our evangelists today? Is this the preaching of the charismatics? Is this the preaching in all churches? What is being preached everywhere? My God, may all understand that now, at the end of the time of grace, we have been brought back to the beginning. And as certainly, as it was said at the beginning, right in the first sermon, For to you and to your children and to all who are yet afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call, is the promise. May God grant grace that all ministering brethren bring respect for God and God's holy word, and understand that not everyone can preach what they want and how they want, but that we must come back to the beginning and what was preached then, we must preach today. Just as was baptized then, we must baptize today. And as the believers experienced the baptism in the Spirit then, so believers must experience the baptism in the Spirit now. Everything must be restored and has been restored. And we eagerly wait for it to be manifested in all of us by grace. Here you go. We read from Acts 13, verses 48 and 49. Acts 13, 48 and 49. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. Thanks be to the Lord. Here we have the transition of the proclamation from the Jews to the nations. And we give thanks to the Lord God that all the nations have been included in God's plan of salvation from the beginning. For thus said the Lord to Abraham, in thee all the kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. And when the Gentiles heard the word of God, the divine message of salvation, they received with joy, they received and thanked the Lord that he had given them grace. And we read, this is how the word of the Lord spread. And it is the same today. The same word did not only spread in Judea and in the neighboring provinces at that time. The same word we proclaim today, and it has been spread throughout the world. And all the Gentile nations who hear the last message rejoice and thank God for it. And we actually witness that the scriptures were fulfilled before our eyes, that the divine message of salvation was to be preached for a witness to all peoples and tongues. And this has happened in our time. Thanks be to the Lord for that. Here you go. We read from 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Thanks be to the Lord for this word. At this point, it must simply be said that the Lord God first took one man to whom he could reveal his word, whom he could commission, and then all the others have been able to proclaim the word in the same way by a divine call. But there was indeed only one Abraham, only one Moses, only one Joshua, only one Elijah, only one Elisha, always only one whom God could use. And if we go to the New Testament, there was only one man sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. His name was John, because he was a promised prophet. And here we are on a very special subject. When God makes a promise and says, for example, in Malachi 3, verse 1, I send my messenger before me, then this is, thus saith the Lord. Then it was not the prophet who said it, but God said it through the prophet. And when it is written in Isaiah 40, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Then the Lord God said it, and had it written down by the prophet Isaiah. In the kingdom of God, God acts, and Jesus Christ, our Lord, builds his church, and he walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And as for our time, we have indeed the promise, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. This prophecy, this thus saith the Lord, most certainly it was not Malachi who said it, but the Lord, behold, I the Lord send unto you my people, my sons, my daughters, Elijah the prophet, at the end of the time of grace, before the great and terrible day of the Lord cometh. And so, the scripture has been fulfilled in our time. And God actually supernaturally called Brother Branham that he should and did bring the message, the pure biblical message that would forerun the second coming of Christ. He who passes by this passes by God and what God is presently doing. Whoever passed by the ministry of John the Baptist passed by God, for it was fulfillment of Bible prophecy, and also now is fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And we give thanks to the Lord God for all brothers and all sisters in all nations and all languages who believe the word of promise for this time and have part in what God is presently doing. Here you go. We read from Matthew 25, verse 10. Matthew 25, verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Also this serious word we must all take to heart. We live in the time of preparation, and this really includes a biblical conversion, a renewal, a new birth, all personal experiences of salvation belong to it, but also the filling with the Holy Spirit. We have read that the wise virgins were filled with the Holy Spirit. They not only took their lamps to light the way, they took vessels of oil to refill so that the lamps would not go out. We do the same. We refill our lamps each time with the oil of the Holy Spirit, with a divine revelation of the Word of God. But brothers and sisters, now the question, are we ready? It is written, those who were ready went in with him, with the bridegroom, to the marriage supper, and the door was shut. I can't help it. I have to tell you all, as true as God sent Brother Branham with the message, so true will all the wise virgins listen to the divine message of salvation. They will come back to the beginning, have the same experiences of salvation, experience the Lord lifting his hands upon them, blessing them as he blessed in the beginning. And then we enter to the marriage supper. Just think of it, how it will be for those who are standing in front of a closed door. What have we read of Paul? He wanted to present Christ, a chaste virgin, undefiled. That was the main thing in his preaching of the word. And this man of God had to say, whosoever shall preach any other gospel than that which I have preached unto you is under the curse. Galatians chapter 1. We have to take this seriously. Our proclamation, our experiences must be 100% in conformity with what was preached in the beginning, experienced in the beginning. For the Lord is Alpha and Omega. He is at the end as he was at the beginning, and he does the same. May the Lord put it in your hearts that each one of you may say, beloved Lord, as surely as I believe your word and the promises you have made for this time, so surely do I believe that I belong to the wise virgins. So surely do I believe that I shall participate in the rapture. Please accept it, beloved brothers and sisters, each one personally today. And thank the Lord for the election, for the grace, for what God has given us in this time. Here you go. We read from Revelation 3, verse 21 and 22. Revelation 3, verse 21 and 22. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father on his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Thanks be to the Lord. What a tremendous promise. The overcomers, who have truly overcome all things, they have come out of all heresies, out of all traditions, out of everything. They have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, from all sin, from all that is not in conformity with God and His Word, and have also been sanctified in the Word of Truth. They who are being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, how often have we said it? Our Lord and Savior loved us so dearly that He came to us, that He became like us in the flesh, in order to pay the price for us here on this earth, to shed His blood, the blood of the new covenant, to reconcile us to God and make us children of God. And this happened by grace on the cross of Calvary. And we thank our Lord for the finished redemption. And as we have heard and read, all overcomers who will be with the Lord will not only sit at a table with him and sup with him, but will rule and reign with him. Oh, brothers and sisters, what a grace, what a privilege to have become children of God. And the last message is really addressed to all who are ready to come out of everything, to return to the beginning. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, putting everything back into a biblical order. Thanks be to the Lord for that. Here you go. We read from Revelation 19, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his bride has made herself ready. Thanks be to the Lord. Oh, we can rejoice the moment our Lord returns and our bodies are changed and we are taken up into glory. We are as the bride with the bridegroom at the marriage supper of the Lamb. O Lamb of God, glory to you. Your sacrifice is perfect. From our guilt and sin, you have set us free, as a German hymn goes. We thank thee for the finished redemption. And we thank you, beloved Lord, thou Lamb of God, even now, that we will be with you at the marriage supper. Probably one more scripture. Here you go. We read from Revelation 22, verse 17. Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. And with that, we come to the end. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. The moment we have experienced our preparation and have truly been brought into conformity with God and the Word of God, we have only one request left. Come, Lord Jesus. And the Spirit within us simply calls it out. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And all of you who are listening now say, Come. Come, Lord Jesus, and take us home. And we believe that our Lord will return in our time to take us home. To him be glory and thanksgiving. Once again, may all brothers and all sisters in all languages throughout the world be blessed. May all translators be blessed and once again may all who have come together in Goma for the special gathering be blessed by God. Yes, be blessed with the blessing of Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. We rise for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that we have heard from your word this morning. We are grateful to you for your revealed word, for the perfect redemption, for the restoration of your word. And we are all grateful to you that we will experience every promise you have made to your people for this time. You will pour out your Holy Spirit upon your people so that we will all be sealed. We thank you. We praise your name for this morning's word reflection in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, let me say again what I have often said. Beloved Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you for the covenant you have made with us. We thank you for your blood, which you shed for us. We thank you for all the promises you have made to us. We thank you that by grace we experience them all. Hallelujah. To your glorious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.